The Australian states have so far resisted calls for the mass release of vulnerable prisoners during the coronavirus pandemic. But there has been a change in another part of the system, the way courts are dealing with bail. Some prisoners who are on remand, that's not yet convicted, have been released to try and protect them from getting COVID-19, including populations with high rates of chronic illnesses like people from Indigenous communities, low socioeconomic backgrounds, rough sleepers, and people with disabilities. But is this enough to keep Australian prisons corona-free? Despite state corrections departments giving assurances that they're well prepared to deal with an outbreak, prisoners claim conditions on the inside are making them fear for their lives. Reporter Meghna Bali spoke to one of them.
Chantelle Baker was sitting with 14 other women, all huddled around the glow of a small TV. They were in the rec room at the Emu Plains Minimum Security Correctional Centre in Western Sydney. The news anchor was cautioning viewers to maintain social distancing as infection rates were climbing. Chantelle had heard of coronavirus, but this felt different.
Imagine how you'd feel knowing you'd infected 406 people. That's why social distancing is so important.
It was the 25th of March, 2020.
The death toll is rising and starting to get real serious because they're closing the borders and stuff like that. Flights are coming in and out. Things are going off the shelf.
She anxiously clocked the other women's faces. Everyone looked nervous.
Well, I was pretty scared, you know. Wonder what it's like and if it does come in, it's going to hurt us.
Chantelle doesn't come across as someone who scares easily. She's tall, heavyset. And this wasn't her first stint in jail. She's been in and out for almost two decades. This time, she was on remand, facing assault charges, which if proven, would breach an existing community corrections order she was on. And that could mean more jail time. But that's not what had her on edge. This time, being inside felt different.
Just that COVID-19 really scared me, you know. Just hoping if I'm going to go home to my family, make it out of there alive. They stopped a lot of programs running and like cleaning the houses more often and officers are not really touching us.
Then a few days after that news report, someone in her prison unit got sick. And all Chantelle could think about was how close they'd been hanging out, whether they'd touched and whether she would get sick too.
She had a headache or a cold or something. And but she was mingling in with us all that day, you know what I mean? And then the officers grabbed her and took her into a isolation cell. And that was a bit of a scary thing there that I seen, you know. The officers had gloves on, she had mask on and stuff, and they had a mask on. But just seeing that little episode, I sort of panicked a bit myself because the way they took her, she was crying and like she had a mask on, and no one wants to be isolated.
At 36, Chantelle's got a bunch of other serious health problems that make the idea of getting COVID-19 particularly frightening. And she's not the only one. There are around 43,000 people in jails across Australia. And in a prisoner health survey from 2018, almost a third of participants said they had at least one chronic health condition, like arthritis, asthma, cancer, cardiovascular disease, or diabetes. And the health stats are even worse for Indigenous prisoners. Chantelle has diabetes, PTSD from violent relationships and from being abused as a kid. She's also a recovering heroin addict. And most importantly, she has severely compromised lungs from a time she got double pneumonia. And she's desperate not to relive anything like it.
My lungs was collapsing. I had to be sedated for five days in Tamworth Base Hospital. I couldn't even walk from here to the doorway without like breathing like that. I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, I was sweating. Try to keep some things down, but I couldn't, keep spewing it up.
By now, it was almost April. The virus was spreading wildly across the globe and Chantelle's anxiety levels were growing. Her anxiety got so bad, it started morphing into full-blown paranoia.
But I was terrified in there. It started getting me depressed. I was more scared of myself, so I kept my distance from the other inmates, you know. So I was mainly in my room at all times, come out just for a toilet, my shower and my medication, and then probably go back into my room.
Inside the prison walls, other women were starting to get restless too. The prisoners had a growing list of concerns. Like, why did the guards and the prison staff get gloves and hand sanitizer while the prisoners had to do without? And when a prisoner got sick, why weren't the guards isolating the whole unit instead of just one person? And on top of that, why did the prisoners have to make do with one tiny bar of soap and a single roll of toilet paper per week, when personal hygiene was supposed to be so important?
I seen that they're only just looking out for their own wealth, the officers, but they don't look at us like, they, as we're good people. They look at us like they're bad, they're in for bad shit, you know, stop them. That's the way I think they look at us.
With prison programs cut, visitation banned, and the chance of dying inside suddenly very real, tensions between prisoners were escalating, and conflict threatened to break out during even the most mundane day-to-day tasks.
Even though we get hot meals served to us, but we, with our buy-up, we make like rice and stuff like that. So it was a bit scared going out and using the same facilities as the girls, even showering and sitting on the lounge at the tables. Because some of the girls are very unhygiene too. Some girls just like, it's fucking jail, don't worry about it, you know? Dishes, milk cartons, spilled coffee, like just sometimes even clothes. It does lead to a lot of arguments. And yeah, a couple of girls had a row, like an argument, maybe a fight every now and then over it.
Physical fight?
Yep.
Can you describe any incidents that you can remember? Did you get into any arguments?
I just, a few times I got into an argument with a girl, just to, like, because she was so dirty, you know, like, come on, wash your hands. And it was close to physical, very close.
Chantelle felt like there was only one option, so she got on the phone to her lawyer. And a week later,
that morning, about 11 o'clock, lunchtime,
Chantelle was released on bail.
I got out that day. So on the 2nd of April, they released me. I asked her for a face mask. They said, no, you'd be right.
I asked corrections about what Chantelle said, and a spokeswoman told me only inmates with symptoms had access to face masks, while the rest were given alcohol-free sanitizer and soap. Chantelle told me she didn't get any sanitizer in her unit at Emu Plains. The spokeswoman also said the department was screening everyone entering prisons for COVID-19 symptoms, quarantined new inmates for 2 weeks, and has started freeing up 400 single cells across the state to establish isolation hubs for potential cases. When Chantelle walked out of prison that day 4 weeks ago, she had $10 and an Opal card in her pocket, and the thought of getting home was overwhelming. All she could think about was all the ways she might contract the virus along the way.
So I walked from the prison to the station, Emu Plains Station, jumped off there, went to Centrelink, and had to wait there because the lines was a big line up there as well. I was just anxious as I was walking, like just keep my distance with people that I was on the streets. Just walking along, seeing all the shops close and stuff. I was scared. Didn't even want to sit on the train, didn't even want to hold the bars and stuff like that, yeah.
No Australian state or territory has made the call to release inmates early, specifically because of the coronavirus. New South Wales and the ACT do have the authority to let vulnerable inmates out early, but they're yet to use that power. The reason some Aussie inmates have been released during the pandemic is because of bail. You see, some jurisdictions have provisions to grant bail if the prisoner is from a vulnerable community and at a greater risk of being exposed to health problems. So far, lawyers in New South Wales and Victoria have successfully argued clients should be released due to COVID-19. And this is exactly what Chantelle's lawyer did. He said her health issues played an important part in her bail application, because if she stayed inside and the virus spread, she could get seriously sick.
destination is on the right.
3 weeks after her release, I go to see Chantel.
Okay, so I'm here. Before I head inside, though, I'm just going to disinfect some of this gear.
I grab some sanitizer and a face mask and walk towards her house. Hi Chantel, how are you?
Ooh.
How are you doing today?
I'll come out and sit with Joe.
Yeah, sure. Chantel makes sure we acknowledge each other without shaking hands or getting close. I edge my way in the door and keep my distance. We're sitting in her sister's small suburban kitchen in southwest Sydney. She tells me getting out wasn't what she expected.
A bit distressed I was, like, oh mate, you know, it's changed.
She says the first thing she wanted to do when she got out was hug her 3-year-old daughter and 15-year-old son. But they're 250 kilometres away from where she is now, and the lockdown means she can't travel.
Not seeing them, not be able to go and touch my little girl and talk to her and tell her that I love her, it's hurting me inside, yeah.
How do you think that you're going to explain to her that you can't come to see her straight away?
No. I don't know really what she's going to say.
What do you think you might say to her?
I'm just going to tell her that I love her and Mummy will say, you're saying when this stuff gets better.
For now, she's free, but her future is uncertain. Due to the virus, New South Wales local court matters have been pushed back, so she'll have to wait until at least the end of July to know what comes next.
Meghna Bali with that report there.